any snow.
Blog Talk Radio.
None of the angels could enter and behold his face, but in the magnificence of glory.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some would be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the sky.
God bless you. That was the best of House of Prayer down in Monroe, Louisiana. Pastor over here is the fountain pastor of that church. I just thank God for that song. And I just want you to know tonight is Bible class night. And I want to say to you tonight. Yo,
clapping.
Tonight is Bible class night. I want you to get ready. Don't forget, I want to tell you tonight, I'm praying for the people in South Africa about the drought, and we're sending money all over the world. Why not send some over to Kenya for having problems with water, and there's a drought. I'm watching the double standard of this country, and I'm watching how this country deal with the color barrier. They do something for white folks, but when it comes to black skin, they don't do nothing. But I want to say tonight, God be God, we're going to take back all that the devil stole. Hope you got your Bible tonight, because I want you to read Exodus 23:20, the angel, and then Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. We started last night. We're going to finish that. Because Enoch went up to heaven and he communed with God. And God showed him the evil of what's going on right now. So you better listen to the book of Enoch, because he's talking about now with the murder of the babies, same-sex marriage. That's evil, and it's you can't get around that. But what you can do, stay anointed and stay prayerful. We got people on dope, drugs, alcohol. The Bible, the people in the church is not, they're not addressing the drug addiction. They're not addressing the killing and the murder that's going on. Two men's getting married, the church don't say nothing. Two women's getting married, the church don't say nothing. Women pull babies out of their womb and kill them, and they don't say nothing. Just the same thing last night. Enoch talked about the angels, the son of God, the sons of heaven came down and had sex with women. And out of that sex relationship with the angels, they had giants. And the giants grow to be 8 feet, 9 feet, 10 feet tall. And they begin to have sex with animals. And they begin to kill each other. And from the sex, from the giants having sex with women, they brought evil spirits. And the angels caught all this going on. The lipstick, the beauty hair, all that was caught by angels. The gums and all that was caught by angels. The witchcraft. The warlocks were taught by fallen angels. And y'all need to know this. Now, you can't get caught up in that, because you're going to go to hell. You're going to die. And it's a place, it's a hell for the angels. So y'all don't hear me. When Enoch went before God with their petition, they said, God, I can't forgive you because you're weighing me. You can't come back to the heaven realm. You are bound on the earth realm. Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and the archangels and Metatron, they had to take care of the business for God to check them angels. Let me say to them, I don't care, president, governor, Supreme Court, they is checked by God. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. You can get all the money in the world, but if you ain't got God, if you ain't got charity and love, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in shall never. Some of you are so mean. You've been taught to be mean, and you try to be mean. You lie. You can't lie. You can lie to me, but you can't lie to God. No. And the reason you don't be successful, because you ain't repented from what you done did. Oh, y'all ain't liking me tonight. This is Bible class night. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, and the angel was sent by God. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. in Psalm 27, the light. Okay. And then I want you to understand that when I get back to Enoch, I'm going to go in there, get your pencil and paper. I want to thank the House of Prayer for that song. It was saying, praising God all day. And we had a talk about don't let the devil ride. I'm going to play a little Dr. King. We shall come and play a little of that. Because I want you to get ready tonight.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it. But it has become the theme song. We shall overcome.
Now, Dr. King was talking about we shall overcome. And I'm talking tonight that you have to overcome your prejudice, your jealousy, your envy. You got to overcome and deal. See, Michael was sent to fight the devil. And whatever evil around you, you got to fight it. You got to fight it physically, spiritually, and mentally. Because there are some sickness. I was talking to a man the other day. He forgot who he was. I looked at him. He said, my mind. He accept that his mind's gone bad. You accept you got cancer. You accept you got high blood. And when you accept that stuff, the devil pin it on you. Okay? So I want to take back the night before we get into scripture. I want to take back all the devil that stole from you, your finance, your money, your health, stole your mind. You don't know what you should be about. And the angels, the fallen angels, 200 fallen angels, fell into lust, have sex with beautiful women. Okay? Now, God, the Almighty, get your Bibles. Some of this you ain't going to find in the Bible. Some of this you got to get by revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge means that you fast and pray, and you get a word of prophecy. But some of you so caught up in the man. Oh, this is my husband. Is it really your? This is my wife. Look, let me tell you what Grandma said. When you do what you do, you get what you get. Okay? If this your soulmate, y'all going to roll together. Okay? Y'all ain't liking me. The man in New York, you in Chicago, y'all husband and wife, okay? He got a woman pregnant up in New York. He's had babies with another man. That lets you know something ain't right with that evil. Evil is taking place right now. We're discussing evil in Washington, D.C. We're discussing evil where the Supreme Court says it's all right for two men to marry, two women to marry. It's all right for you to snatch a baby out of your womb because I need to make a decision. You should make the decision not to lay down with the man. Let me say it again. Romans 1 and 26, Mary, and this is what it said. God turned him over to a reprobate mind to do that which is unseemly. Now, I got to say that. Now, you wonder how come you curse? How come there's so much murder going on? Okay, I got this right here. I'm going to do that. Kit, I want you to get Romans 1 and 26 for me. I want you to have to read that tonight. Because when we get in the Bible class, and Mary, you get the 23 number Psalms for me. Press 1 when y'all get it. Because this is Bible class night. And if I don't do nothing, I want to teach you something. Well, you're no good from evil. The churches don't teach you nothing. They go in there and take up your money. You wear your tie. You got a pretty dress on. You got a pretty suit. And some of it ain't nothing but a coating thing. That's all it is. They go with each other. And the preacher don't care if you ain't giving no tithe, you ain't got to come to church. It's all about the money. See what happened with this, what happened when this virus hit, every church closed the door down. There's no church. I'm going to stay open. If we die, we're going to die together. People wasn't committed to God. If God said that you're going to be healed, you ain't got to wear no mask. You go in that church and shut up and pray. But they don't want to do that. No, they look at the TV, say you're going to die. And the mayor say you're going to die. The governor trying to control you. They're like the Supreme Court. Who is the Supreme Court? They're men and women. And they're wrong. They're not right. Here it is, they leak something out. What I'm saying, you got half of the Republicans. We fought Ukraine. We're going to send some money, $1 million. Over in Kenya, people is starving. Ain't nobody got together less than $1 million. Let's build some wells. Black folks, where you at? You worried about Ukraine. What about black folks in Kenya? Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me tonight. This is Bible class, and the truth got to come out, and the truth got to be told. The truth, what's good for the gander is good for the goose. Y'all hear what I'm saying? If it's good for the man, it's good for the woman. If it's good for the woman, it's good for the man. Some of y'all playing church. You're caught up in sin. You're corrupt. You got a corrupt mind. That way you can't get nothing. You're corrupt. Your mind is corrupt. Your thought is corrupt. And then you wonder why you can't get blessed. You can go to 100 churches. Go to 100 mosques. Talk to rabbis. Talk to imams. Until you make your mind up that you're going to obey the God of the universe. The God of the wind, the God of the water. When you make up your mind you're going to do that, it's going to work something out. I want to thank you, Bright Star, when I was up in Minnesota. And I want to tell you, I want to say, when I get ready to go on my way, going down to Greenwood, Mississippi, to see Sister Bailey in Greenwood. In Greenwood. And then I'm going to Greenville, Mississippi. I'll be down there. And I'm doing the same thing, talking about people doing evil, and you think good ain't going to come out of evil. Until you repent, man. Woman, until you repent. Huh? You mad at your daughter, you mad at your son, you mad at your husband, you mad at everybody, but you ain't repenting. And you wonder why you don't get blessed. Don't nothing work. And those that do evil, they work evil, but it's something I got to say, we're going to take back everything the devil stole.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything back that the devil stole.
You're not paying attention to what's going on. You're watching TV, you're buying dresses, you know, people dressed up down in, they went down to Kentucky, they had dresses on, and they was all dressed up. Ain't nobody looked to see how many people need to be fed, how many people need somewhere to stay. And right now, many black people in America, ain't nobody said, let's help Kenya. But the president, which black folks put Biden in. Biden ain't said nothing about what's going on in Kenya. And all them black people around him said, let's see, can we send Kenya $1 million? Because the people are starving, black folks, like me and you, are starving over in Kenya. And I'm going to get together with somebody, Mary, you, Kent, we're going to get together, set up some kind of committee where we can help the people in Kenya. That's what I'm going to work on start next week. And I just want you to get rid of whatever hang up you got. Take your hang up off and try to help somebody less fortunate. You got somewhere to sleep, somewhere to eat. Them people down there, them children are starving. The man said, this child might not live another month. Ain't no water. Cows is dying. I mean, the land is devastated. You see what's happening over at Lake Mead in Las Vegas. It's drying up. But thinking in Africa, it's already been dried up.
But ain't nobody pumping no money into Kenya, into Africa. They're pumping money over into Ukraine where they're killing and fighting and bombing. And they ain't got to fight. They fight because that's evil that they're doing. They fight each other. They ain't got nothing to do with people hungry, people that are starving. People ain't got no food, no clothes. And you sitting back throwing stuff away. We got a room of gym shoes. Greedy. And so, you know, it just, it really hurts. But the Bible says the wages of sin is death and the gift of God, eternal life. Kit, press 1 on your phone. I'm going to see can I get Kit on. He had called me earlier, but I was downstairs. Kit, are you on? Kit, I don't know, I think she was on. I don't know what happened to her. Be on, I see her number. 4119, Kit, that's you. I don't know if your phone might be dead or something. I don't know. Come on and pop on and off. Mary, let me see, it's Mary. I ain't got time. Okay. Mary, 23rd number
yes.
Song. I got problems with you. You keep reading that 23rd number song, okay? And if you
okay.
read that, you're going to turn things around. But I want to tell you this then. No problem you got is going to be worked out. Okay, I'm just telling you that.
Okay.
God gonna work it out. Put things in there. Read 23rd number song. And did you get the Revelation 12:7? These are scriptures I'm giving out. And that's the book of Enoch. And I want to explain what Enoch done and what happened to Enoch. And that's what happened to Enoch and what happened to Enoch. I want to play what happened to Enoch. And I want to tell you, go on and read your scripture.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Well, thank you for that. I got to do a funeral down in New Orleans. John died down in Algiers. I got to go there. I want to thank you, Mother Frances, for your call, and I want to tell you tonight, God will open up the door for you, and let God open up the door for you and give you a breakthrough, because he'll do that. And I want to let you know tonight that you got to take back, that's your mind, your body, because the devil come to kill and destroy. Some of you are so caught up that you feel that you don't need God. You feel that you can do it by yourself. But we're in Bible class now tonight. So we studying. The angel, the fallen angel fell. 200 dropped down and they come to the earth and they had sex with women. And out of that relationship came giants. Out of that relationship with the giants came evil. And they was evil. God, through Noah, and through, had to take it and destroy the earth. And we're about at the level now where so much evil going on and the disrelationship with God. That people don't want to know. It's a lot of stuff can turn around. And the disrelationship with God is going on. And that's what's happening. So a lot of this stuff that's happening is because man have turned away from God all the way. And because they turn away from God, a lot of things done happen. See, and that's what you got to understand. Lots of things have turned away. And it's turned away so bad.
The Book of the Watchers from the Book of Enoch.
You see,
And when you get ready, understand what's going on. Some people don't want to understand the word of God and what God be saying. Okay? And they say, well, what's going on?
Round about him, and a great fire stood before him.
What I'm saying tonight, when you get ready for God to open up that door for you, he opened that door for you, and he will break the yoke. See, you got some people want to listen, but they want to participate. You got some people, they're so caught up in their children, okay? Caught up in their husband. They're caught up in their wife. They're caught up in the family, and they ain't caught up in God. Y'all get what I'm saying? Now, he not let you know that if you do evil, it's going to fall on you. If it don't fall on you, fall on your children and your children's children, okay? So you got to be in the mode to take back all that the devil has stole. You got to take back all the evil that's been done to you and break the yoke of the devil. See, some people ain't ready to be truthful with God. And the problem is they don't want to hear about why you sick, why you can't get well, because you have not went to God in truth. Talking to Brother White, his whole thing, Luke 6:38. I said, Brother, Luke 6:38 ain't gonna get you. You got to repent. Luke 38 is just like God saying, take down, press together. Bro, if you obey him, it ain't nothing he will keep from me and you. Okay, you know, and you should wonder. And the woman was just saying, I'm taking back everything the devil stole from me and my family. Yeah, we was robbed. We was raped. Our ancestors were robbed and raped. But I still don't want to go back to Africa because I don't know nothing about Africa. I know about Chicago, Detroit, California, Mississippi. So you got to understand, you are a traditional American. You're a Native American. And you got to make this work for you, okay? But you still got to be concerned about the people in Jamaica, about the people over in Kenya. Ain't no water. You know, you can burn all the chickens and kill all the goats and do what you want to. You got to look to God, God of the water, the God of the wind. Ain't no hoodoo going to take care of that. Nothing but the will of the Almighty God. Ain't no witchcraft going to take care of that. Only thing going to take care of the prayer and the anointed word of God. And I want to go right now to the book of Enoch. But before I go to the book of Enoch, Exodus 23 and 20, Revelation 12 and 7. That's where God charged Micah to go fight the 200 fallen angels. And they took over the earth. Psalm 23, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. You got to trust in God. Psalm 27, he's my light and my salvation. If you take them scriptures tonight and you read them, and this series will be over. I got the one more page to go with this series. And tomorrow, I'm going to deal with chapter 27 and 107 of Enoch. So I want to get that out to you.
And none around could draw nigh him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, yet he needed no counselor. And the most holy ones who were nigh to him did not leave by night, nor depart from him. And until then, I had been prostrate on my face, trembling.
What Enoch was saying, that they stayed in the presence of God night and day. They didn't leave God. They stayed in the presence of God. So the angel is in the presence of God. The saints are in the presence of God. The prophet is in the presence of God. They didn't never leave out the presence of God, that God send them somewhere.
And the Lord called me with his own mouth and said to me, come hither, Enoch, and hear my word. And one of the holy ones came to me and waked me and made me rise up and approach the door. And I bowed my face downwards. Chapter 15. And he answered and said to me, and I heard his voice, fear not, Enoch, thou righteous man and scribe of righteousness. Approach hither and hear my voice. And go say to the watchers of heaven who have sent thee to intercede for them, you should intercede for men, and not men for you.
See, Enoch was getting ready. God was getting ready to tell Enoch what to do. God was getting ready to tell Enoch what Enoch had to do, and he wanted to show Enoch some things that going on. So God will show you some things also if you let him show it to you. So he had to show Enoch what was going on. And when God showed Enoch what was going on,
the high, holy, and eternal heaven, and lain with women, and defiled yourselves with the daughters of men, and taken to yourselves wives, and done like the children of earth, and begotten giants as your sons? And though ye were holy, spiritual, living the eternal life, you have defiled yourselves with the blood of women, and have begotten children with the blood of flesh. But as the children of men have lusted after flesh and blood, as those also who die and perish.
Now, what God was doing, he was telling Enoch what the angels then did. The angels is from heaven, but they mated with people of the earth. And they taught them all kind of evil things. God is telling Enoch about what crime that the angels did, the 200 fallen angels.
Therefore have I given them wives also, that they might impregnate them and beget children by them, and thus nothing might be wanting to them on earth. But you were formerly spiritual, living the eternal life, and immortal for all generations of the world, and therefore I have not appointed wives for you. For as for the spiritual ones of the heaven, in heaven is their dwelling. And now the giants, who are produced from the spirits and flesh, shall be called evil spirits upon the earth, and on the earth shall be their dwelling. Evil spirits have proceeded from their bodies, because they are born from men, and from the holy watchers is their beginning and primal origin. They shall be evil spirits on earth, and evil spirits shall they be called. As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling. But as for the spirits of the earth, which were born upon the earth, on earth shall be their dwelling. And the spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth, and cause trouble. They take no food, but nevertheless hunger and thirst, and cause offenses. And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men, and against the women, because they have proceeded from them. Chapter 16. From the days of the slaughter and destruction and death of the giants, from the souls of whose flesh the spirits, having gone forth, shall destroy without incurring judgment. Thus shall they destroy until the day of the consummation, the great judgment, in which the age shall be consummated over the watchers and the godless, yea, shall be wholly consummated. And now, as to the watchers who sent thee to intercede for them, who have been aforetime in heaven, say to them, you have been in heaven, but all the mysteries had not yet been revealed to you, and you knew worthless ones, and these, in the hardness of your hearts, you've made known to the women. And through these mysteries, women and men work much evil on earth. Say to them, therefore, you have no peace. Enoch's journeys through the earth and Sheol. The first journey. Chapter 17. And they took and brought me to a place in which those who were there were like flaming fire, and when they wished, they appeared as men. And they brought me to the place of darkness, and to a mountain, the point of whose summit reached to heaven. And I saw the places of the luminaries, and the treasuries of the stars, and of the thunder, and in the uttermost depths, where were a fiery bow and arrows, and their quiver, and a fiery sword, and all the lightnings. And they took me to the living waters, and to the fire of the west, which receives every setting of the sun. And I came to a river of fire, which the fire flows like water and discharges itself into the great sea towards the west. I saw the great rivers and came to the great river and to the great darkness and went to the place where no flesh walks. I saw the mountains of the darkness of winter and a place where all the waters of the deep flow. I saw the mouths of all the rivers of the earth and the mouth of the deep. Chapter 18. I saw the treasuries of all the winds. I saw how he had furnished with them the whole creation and the firm foundations of the earth. And I saw the cornerstone of the earth. I saw the four winds which bear the earth and the firmament of the heaven. And I saw how the winds stretch out the vaults of heaven and have their station between heaven and earth. These are the pillars of the heaven. I saw the winds of heaven which turn and bring the circumference of the sun and all the stars to their setting. I saw the winds on the earth carrying the clouds. I saw the paths of the angels. I saw at the end of the earth the firmament of the heaven above. And I proceeded and saw a place which burns day and night, where there are seven mountains of magnificent stones, three towards the east and three towards the south. And as for those towards the east, one was of colored stone, and one of pearl, and one of jacinth, and those towards the south of red stone. But the middle one reached to heaven like the throne of God of alabaster, and the summit of the throne was of sapphire. And I saw a flaming fire, and beyond these mountains is a region, the end of the great earth, where the heavens were completed. And I saw a deep abyss with columns of heavenly fire. And among them I saw columns of fire fall, which were beyond measure alike towards the height and towards the depth.
For years I thought I was lactose intolerant.
Turns
out I was just sensitive to a protein commonly found in milk.
Ezekiel is talking about some of the stuff that come in.
To 107.
Now, that's what he's talking about.
The book of the courses of the heavenly luminaries. The sun. Chapter 72. The book of the courses of the luminaries of the heaven. The relations of each, according to their classes, their dominion, and their seasons, according to their names and places of origin, and according to the...
Now, Ezekiel talk about the stars, the moon, lunar, and all the planets. Ezekiel was taught all the planets. So that's what he's talking about now. He's talking about the whole making of the earth.
And months, which Uriel, the holy angel who was with me, who is their guide, showed me. And he showed me all their laws, exactly as they are, and how it is with regard to all the years of the world, and unto eternity, till the new creation is accomplished, which dureth eternity. And this is the first law of the luminaries. The luminary, the sun, has its rising in the eastern portals of the heaven, and its setting in the western portals of the heaven. And I saw six portals in which the sun rises, and six portals in which the sun sets, and the moon rises and sets in these portals, and the leaders of the stars, and those whom they lead. Six in the east, and six in the west, all following each other in accurately corresponding order, also many windows to the right and left of these portals. And first, there goes forth the great luminary named the Sun, and his circumference is like the circumference of the heaven, and he is quite filled with illuminating and heating fire. The chariot on which he ascends, the wind drives, and the sun goes down from the heaven and returns through the north in order to reach the east, and is so guided that he comes to the appropriate portal and shines in the face of the heaven. In this way, he rises in the first month in the great portal, which is the fourth of the six portals in the east. And in that fourth portal from which the sun rises in the first month are 12 window openings, from which proceed a flame when they're opened in their season. When the sun rises in the heaven, he comes forth through that fourth portal 30 mornings in succession, and sets accurately in the fourth portal in the west of the heaven. And during this period, the day becomes daily longer, and the night nightly shorter to the 30th morning. On that day, the day is longer than the night by a ninth part, and the day amounts exactly to 10 parts, and the night to 8 parts. And the sun rises from that fourth portal and sets in the fourth, turns to the fifth portal of the east 30 mornings, and rises from it and sets in the fifth portal. And then the day becomes longer by 2 parts and amounts to 11 parts, and the night becomes shorter and amounts to 7 parts, and returns to the east and enters into the sixth portal and rises and sets in the sixth portal 1 and 30 mornings on account of its sign. On that day, the day becomes longer than the night, and the day becomes double the night, and the day becomes 12 parts, and the night is shortened and becomes 6 parts. And the sun mounts up to make the day shorter and the night longer, and the sun returns to the east and enters into the sixth portal and rises from it and sets 30 mornings. And when 30 mornings are accomplished, the day decreases by exactly 1 part and becomes 11 parts, and the night 7. And the sun goes forth from that sixth portal in the west and goes to the east and rises in the fifth portal for 30 mornings and sets in the west again in the fifth western portal. On that day, the day decreases by 2 parts and amounts to 10 parts, and the night to 8 parts. And the sun goes forth from that fifth portal and sets in the fifth portal of the west, and rises in the fourth portal for 1 and 30 mornings on account of its sign, and sets in the west. On that day, the day is equalized with the night and becomes of equal length, and the night amounts to 9 parts and the day to 9 parts. And the sun rises from that portal and sets in the west and returns to the east and rises 30 mornings in the third portal and sets in the west in the third portal.
Agent, you've got a graze problem. New One Twist hair color by L'Oreal Men Expert. To activate, twist.
And on that day, the night becomes longer than the day, and night becomes longer than night, and day shorter than day, till the 30th morning. And the night amounts exactly to 10 parts, and the day to 8 parts. And the sun rises from that third portal and sets in the third portal in the west and returns to the east, and for 30 mornings rises in the second portal in the east, and in like manner sets in the second portal in the west of the heaven. And on that day, the night amounts to 11 parts, and the day to 7 parts. And the sun rises on that day from that second portal and sets in the west in the second portal and returns to the east into the first portal for 1 and 30 mornings and sets in the first portal in the west of the heaven. And on that day, the night becomes longer and amounts to double of the day, and the night amounts exactly to 12 parts and the day to 6. And the sun has therewith traversed the divisions of his orbit and turns again on those divisions of his orbit, and enters that portal 30 mornings, and sets also in the west, opposite to it. And on that night, has the night decreased in length by a ninth part, and the night has become 11 parts, and the day 7 parts. And the sun has returned and entered into the second portal in the east, and returns on those his divisions of his orbit for 30 mornings, rising and setting. And on that day the night decreases in length, and the night amounts to 10 parts, and the day to 8. And on that day the sun rises from that portal, and sets in the west, and returns to the east.
Ezekiel is talking about the stars and the moon, people going out space, but what Enoch is talking about, what the angel showed him about the sun set in the west, rise in the east, and all about the stars and the elements. That's what he's talking about. I know some of you don't even know what that means. It means it got something to do with your body, with your mind.
And rises in the third portal for 1 and 30 mornings in the west of the heaven. On that day, the night decreases and amounts to 9 parts, and the day to 9 parts. And the night is equal to the day, and the year is exactly as to its days, 364. And the length of the day and of the night, and the shortness of the day and of the night arise. Through the course of the sun, these distinctions are made. So it comes that its course becomes daily longer, and its course nightly shorter. And this is the law and the course of the sun, and his return as often as he returns, 60 times, and rises. The great luminary named the sun forever and ever. And that which thus rises is the great luminary, and is so named according to its appearance, according as the Lord commanded. As he rises, so he sets, creases not, and rests not, but runs day and night. And his light is sevenfold brighter than that of the moon. But as regards its size, they are both equal. Chapter 73. And after this law, I saw another law dealing with the smaller luminary, which is named the moon. And her circumference is like the circumference of the heaven. And her chariot in which she rides is driven by the wind, and light is given to her in definite measure. And her rising and setting change every month. And her days are like the days of the sun. And when her light is uniform, full, it amounts to the seventh part of the light of the sun. And thus she rises. And her first...
Enoch is talking about the moon and how the moon controls the water and women. Your menstrual cycle, your flow, the moon controls all of that. And when it's a full moon, your storms and floods, Enoch was shown, the angel showed in the book of Enoch, all that was going on with the men, with the women. And you ain't going to find it in the King James Version or none of them other versions where them preachers are just taking and writing something for you. And what they did at the Catholic Church, and I said, this going back to the real thing was really going on. And I just want you to know that tonight. Some of you ain't ready to accept this because you're so caught up. And you ain't ready to accept what I'm talking about because you don't want no change. And, you know, just some heavy stuff that we're talking about tonight. We're talking about the book of Enoch and about all the stuff that went on in the book of Enoch. And some of you don't want to deal with it, but that's what's really happening in the book of Enoch. So what I'm saying on this Bible class night, I'm trying to give you some information on what's been going on. And it's been happening a minute. And where it's been happening to you it's been happening so bad, it really upsets you to the point where you don't know why it's so much going on around you with the boogie. Like he was telling about the moon, the stars, and all the stuff that's going on is telling about why we're going through what we're going through and why it's that way. Some people ain't ready to embrace that.
Comes forth on the 30th morning. On that day, she becomes visible and constitutes for you the first phase of the moon on the 30th day, together with the sun in the portal where the sun rises. And the one half of her goes forth by a seventh part, and her whole circumference is empty without light, with the exception of one seventh part of it.
Now, what the scientists did, they sent a big spaceship up there to take pictures of the moon, on the back side of the moon, on the right side of the moon. They want to move and go to the moon. They want to leave you down here. God ain't going to let it happen. And Enoch is telling you what's going on with the evil. And the angels had visions to tell Enoch what was going on, or you might know.
And the 14th part of her light. And when she receives one seventh part of the half of her light amounts to one seventh part and the half thereof. And she steps with the sun. When the sun rises, the moon rises with him and receives half of one part of light. In that night, in the beginning of her morning, in the commencement of the lunar day, the moon sets with the sun and is invisible that night with the 14 parts and the half of one of them. And she rises on that day with exactly the seventh part and comes forth and recedes from the rising of the sun. And in her remaining days, she becomes bright in the remaining 13 parts.
See, one of the things that you have to understand that's going on is telling you about the rising and the setting of the sun, which the scientists try to claim it. The scientists can't claim it because it comes from the Bible. See, and they always
Section 3 the of the Book of Enoch, translated by Robert Henry Charles. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Chapters 17 through 37. Enoch's Journey Through the Earth and Sheol. Chapters 17 through 19, The First Journey. Chapter 17. And they took and brought me to a place in which those who were there were like flaming fire. And when they wished, they appeared as men. And they brought me to the place of darkness and to a mountain, the point of whose summit reached to heaven. And I saw the places of the luminaries and the treasuries of the stars and of the thunder. And in the uttermost depths, where were a fiery bow and arrows and their quiver, and a fiery sword, and all the lightnings. And they took me to the living waters, and to the fire of the west, which receives every setting of the sun. And I came to a river of fire, in which the fire flows like water, and discharges itself into the great sea towards the west. I saw the great rivers, and came to the great river, and to the great darkness, and went to the place where no flesh walks. I saw the mountains of the darkness of winter, and the place whence all the waters of the deep flow. I saw the mouths of all the rivers of the earth, and the mouths of the deep. Chapter 18. I saw the treasuries of all the winds. I saw how he had furnished with them the whole creation and the firm foundation of the earth. And I saw the cornerstone of the earth. I saw the four winds which bear the earth and the firmament of the heaven. And I saw how the wind stretched out the vaults of heaven and had their station between heaven and earth. These are the pillars of the heaven. And I saw the winds of heaven which turn and bring the circumference of the sun and all the stars to their setting. I saw the winds on the earth carrying the clouds. I saw the paths of the angels. I saw at the end of the earth the firmament of the heaven above. And
come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this.
Devil's head.